Boxing Day. If you live in Australia or New Zealand, it's usually the day after Christmas, and apparently the name came from boxing up our Christmas gifts and popping them away. Well, what about boxing as an activity, as a sport, as a training method? What about a way to get huffy puffy fit and strong and a great stress reliever and a great way to give your lower body a rest if you're wanting to keep healthy, fit and strong and not have to always put stress and strain on your lower body, on your legs? So I remember the first time it was suggested to me that I should box. I was 30 years of age. My almost-to-be husband suggested that I try boxing, and I definitely said, no, I'm a woman and women don't box, because that's how I was brought up. Not taking away from the fact that I've always thought boxing to be the ultimate sport. Two people go into a ring. The idea is that one person is tougher and stronger and mentally tougher and stronger than the other one and either hits the person so hard that they knock them out, or they have to keep hitting them and the judges decide who hit the hardest and who hit in the best spots. So I think it's a pretty tough sport, and I've always thought that. However, it was never been an option for me until I married a kickboxer who on our honeymoon suggested that I start trialing some boxing as an exercise activity. I've always been a runner, and the idea of being able to have a rest for your legs and still get a great huffy puffy workout was something that I then considered. So on our honeymoon, I started boxing very toughly, Cayman's hands. That then developed into boxing thongs or rubber pieces of feet apparatus, and by the time I got back from our honeymoon, I wanted a set of boxing gloves, and I've had those boxing gloves for the last 20 years, and I love them, and I love boxing, and there's lots of reasons why all people should box, but particularly women. Number one, we need to have pressure on our bones. So many women get osteoporosis, so many more women get osteoporosis than men because we don't lift heavy things, we don't open jars, we don't lift boxes and suitcases. We always seem to get somebody else to lift the heavy things for us, and that's why we end up with osteoporosis, because we're not putting pressure on our muscles, on our bones. When you are using or lifting heavy things and using your muscles, then the muscles pull on the bones and the bones stay strong. So yes, you need to do strength training, overload your muscles and your bones to keep them strong. But we also need the pressure, the impact through the bones, which is why jumping, running, walking downstairs, all really good for your bones. But what about your upper body bones? And so the impact of boxing, when you hit something, when you punch something, you're putting pressure through your bones. So a really great way to keep your bones strong so that you don't get osteoporosis, so you don't have a weakening of the bones. So that's a really important thing. Then, of course, there's the ability to get puffed really fast when you box. And I remember saying to Cayman the first time that I hadn't boxed but was considering it, what do you mean they only box for a 3-minute round or a 2-minute round? That doesn't seem long enough to exercise. Well, as we now know, to get fit, you've got to get puffed, and to get puffed doesn't take very long. And a 3-minute round of boxing is actually incredibly hard. So if you want to get puffed really fast, if you want to get fit really fast, then boxing is a great alternative to running, jumping, riding a bike. And if at any time during your exercising life you have a lower leg injury, it is a great option or alternative to getting fit without having to use your lower body. So for somebody like me who runs every day, of course in my exercise lifespan I'm going to have knee injuries or feet injuries or ankle injuries or something's going to happen, which has been awesome for me to be able to then box. The other great thing about boxing is, and men seem to have more alternatives or more options for getting rid of stress. They seem to play tougher sports, or they seem to be more aggressive, and it seems to be okay to be aggressive to exit stress out of your body. However, women, we tend to internalize. If we get angry or frustrated or annoyed or perplexed, or we've got things going on in our life, it doesn't seem to be acceptable for women to go and be aggressive, so we keep it all inside. Well, the beautiful thing about boxing is you get to be really aggressive. You can punch a bag, you can punch some pads, you can punch really hard, and you can get rid of stress out of your body really fast. So it's great for your bones, it's great for your muscles, it's great for your heart, and it's great for stress relief. The other thing that boxing is really good for is when you start learning some skills of boxing as a woman, You tend to stand up straighter. You tend to have more self-confidence, greater self-esteem. And when you're walking down a dark street, for example, which is not recommended, but it seems to be that you feel tougher and stronger on the inside. So you tend to be less scared on the outside. And I've had a couple of examples now where I've been in situations where in the past I would have been really nervous. But because I now have some boxing skills and I do know how to punch and I do know how to elbow and I do know how to kick as well, because obviously Cayman's a kickboxer, I feel more confident in a tough situation. So from a female perspective, to have any form of self-defense skills is obviously a really great idea. Now, we hope that you never have to use them. I hope I never have to use my self-defense skills, but it's really nice to know that you've got them if you ever need them. So what a great alternative to any other form of exercise. The other great thing is, because it doesn't take very long, if you have an annoying conversation or an email that is frustrating or hurtful or creates a problem and you need to provide a solution really quickly, one of the great things I do is put the gloves on, go and hit the standing boxing bag, and it gets rid of aggression, internalized pressure really quickly, so that you can now think more clearly. In a very short period of time, you'll get puffed, you're going to get pressure on your bones and your muscles, you're going to get rid of stress out of your body, and you'll clear up your head space. So from a boxing option, of course you can box yourself, have a freestanding bag. If you've got somebody to hold some pads for you as your personal trainer, as a fitness professional, that's fantastic. There are lots of boxing classes. Just make sure that the person that's teaching you how to box knows what they're doing. There's lots of people who say, yes, I'm really good at boxing, but actually have a look at their qualifications or their experience or what they've done. You'll also find that a lot of people are arguing about what are the best ways to box or the best ways to hold your fist or any of those things. Think common sense. When somebody's sharing with you how to hold your body and how to punch hard, listen to what they've got to say. And if it doesn't make sense, it's probably nonsense. And most importantly, after you've completed your exercise session, whether it's boxing or running or skipping or walking or whatever it is that you're doing, your body should feel tight, yes, and energetic, yes, and you've expended some energy, but you shouldn't feel sore from injury. So if your exercise program is injuring you, then it's obviously not good. So if you're coming out of a boxing session and you've got really sore joints or sore knees or sore hands, then you're probably punching wrong. So that's just a common sense tip on your boxing program. So find somebody who knows what they're doing, or learn how to do it yourself. Get yourself a freestanding boxing bag and get strong bones, strong muscles, strong heart, and have great stress relief. And make every day a great boxing day.